Immigrant rights group Make the Road New York and allies spent Saturday afternoon marching through Bushwick for their 7th annual Pride and Solidarity March. This year's march was in part a solidarity action to end the NYPD practice of stop and frisk. Bushwick has been one of the most affected neighborhoods of the unconstitutional practice by New York City police, having had almost 14,000 stop and frisks in 2011. By comparison, Greenpoint had 2,023, the lowest in the city. East New York led the city with 31,100. The crowd assembled on Grove Street at Make the Road New York's Brooklyn office. Gradually, hundreds of rainbows filled the street and sidewalk. Flags, balloons, barrettes, banners. A jolly middle-aged man with a sign reading, "NYPD, we are watching you," moved from the sidewalk out into the street, the assembling crowd. Eventually, two NYPD cars arrived. One would escort the march in front, while about eight officers walked along the sidewalk.
Get your hands off of me! Get your hands off of me!
The city has defended the stop and frisk program, claiming it has taken guns off the street and therefore saved lives. A recent op-ed by NYCLU Executive Director Donna Lieberman wrote that this claim is demonstrably false. A large band of horns dressed in mostly green kept spirits high as we traversed the neighborhood, walking by Public School 116, then half a block later an Armed Forces Career Center, then on passing Maria Hernandez Park, around to Knickerbocker Avenue, and eventually back to Grove Street. Pedestrians along the way waved or cheered. Many took pictures and movies with their phones. Many stared with blank faces. Towards the end of the march, I spoke with Daniel, an intern at Make the Road New York, and asked him the purpose for the day's march.
Well, it's just to show that there's an LGBT community in Bushwick, you know? That it exists, and it's here, you know? And, like, it needs to be accepted, and it's an important part of the community.
And there's a stop and frisk element today. What? Can you talk about that?
I mean, stop and frisk is big everywhere in New York, you know? It affects minority communities, you know? And LGBT people get stop and frisk, too, you know? They are people who get frisked, you know? So these issues are all intertwined, you know? It's not like you have LGBT issues here and stop and frisk issues here, you know? It's all the same thing. It's all issues that affect the community, the Bushwick community, and these are members of the Bushwick community, you know? And they want to say that they want to be accepted as LGBT individuals and they don't want to get frisked by the police.